in the Old Testament. Psalm 146, verse 4. His breath goeth forth, he returneth to his earth. In that very day, his thoughts perish. When man dies, all his thought processes cease. The idea that the individual consciousness persists after death is not a biblical teaching. I am aware that there are objections to this idea, and they will be covered, but note first that death is the subject of the passages I am citing. These passages are trying to teach us about the nature of death, so it is important that we do not just disregard what these passages say in favor of what we think we know about other passages. The nature of these passages is significantly different than the passages which seem to contradict them, so please bear with me and I will address the objections later. Ecclesiastes chapter 9, verse 5, "For the living know that they shall die, but the dead know not anything, neither have they any more a reward, for the memory of them is forgotten. Also their love and their hatred and their envy is now perished. Neither have they any more a portion for ever in anything that is done under the sun." The dead do not know anything. It is all over for the dead. Obviously, this passage is not taking into account the possibility of resurrection. But this passage describes the natural order of things in death. Without resurrection, man is absolutely lost. Death is the ultimate dead end. Psalm 6, verse 5. "For in death there is no remembrance of thee. In the grave, who shall give thee thanks?" When we die, we do not remember anything, not even God. Death is not a conscious state. That is the natural order of things. At least that is what the Old Testament teaches. It is only by resurrection that this natural order is broken. Isaiah 26, verse 19. "Thy dead men shall live, together with my dead body shall they arise. Awake and sing, ye that dwell in the dust. For thy dew is as the dew of herbs, and the earth shall cast out the dead." Daniel 12, verse 2. "And many of them that sleep in the dust of the earth shall awake, some to everlasting life, and some to shame and everlasting contempt." Death is thoughtless, without perception or conception. It is an unconscious state which is referred to as sleep, euphemistically, because of the belief in the resurrection of the dead. It is not spoken of as a departing or going to be with God. The dead are not with God. God is God of the living, not God of the dead. It is only by resurrection that the dead may experience the conscious, thought-filled experience we call life and be with God. It is only by the hope and promise of resurrection that the dead are spoken of as though living. "I am the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob."